Mark Wolfson is a spokesman for the Federal Emergency Management Administration here in Washington. The agency just issued its latest report about the disaster efforts, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What is the status of recovery efforts in New York and at the Pentagon?
It's been a long couple of days, and we have had crews working in both areas now for nonstop since shortly after the attacks. We've got debris planning teams on site in New York. The Army Corps of Engineers are experts in debris removal, and the estimates are coming in now. They estimate that the combined amount of debris from the Twin Towers in New York is about 450,000 tons. There's a third building that's collapsed there, which adds another 15,000 tons of debris that we're going to be dealing with. Of course, the Pentagon is a little smaller area, but even there we have 16,000 tons of debris that needs to be shored up and as they search and then ultimately removed from the area.
What are your biggest problems beyond debris?
Well, in New York, in Lower Manhattan, communications have been disrupted. So we're working the communications issues down there, and the other issue is also is power. And Con Ed, the power company in New York, has asked for emergency generators, which we've been bringing in to provide power to the teams that are working down there.
Do you anticipate finding more survivors?
It's hard to say at this point. We've got 12 of our urban search and rescue teams in the New York area, either on the ground or moving into the area. They're coming in from all over the country. And they've got the most sophisticated search equipment that's available, not just the search dogs, but they've got very sophisticated video search equipment. They can snake optical lines into areas to look for survivors. They also have special heat sensing devices to look for survivors. They will continue working nonstop, and it's hard to say at this point whether we're going to find any more survivors or not.
You're used to dealing with hurricanes and tornadoes and the like. Is there a difference dealing with an act of terrorism?
It is different. Part of it is psychological, and it hits all of us that, a natural disaster is a lot easier for people to accept because it's nature, it's the weather. This is something that was deliberately done by a group of individuals, and it makes it a lot harder for everyone to cope with.
How well is New York functioning as a city right now?
Well, the financial district is pretty much closed down right now. The rest of the city, the reports we're getting is people are trying to get on with their lives and trying to reestablish a sense of normalcy. Our director, Joe Albaugh, is up in New York. He flew up there yesterday afternoon and stayed overnight, so he's still up on the scene.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob. Thank you.
Mark Wolfson is a spokesman for the Federal Emergency Management Administration here in Washington.